Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Michael Swain, Executive Director for SA Freedom of Religions Africa. Michael, a very good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, and thank you so much for having me on the show.
Oh, and thank you. So, Michael, topic today is foreign national religious workers. They'll no longer be eligible for work permits. So what is this, and what has this got to do with this? Obviously comes from Home Affairs Minister Aaron Motsoaledi, where he's saying that, foreign religious workers won't be welcome. What is this?
Yeah, I think it's unfortunately an overreaction, because the comments were made in the context of the ongoing investigation into Prophet Bashiri, who, as I expect you're aware, was in the Pretoria High Court under some very serious financial charges of fraud and money laundering and so on, and he skipped the country. So that investigation is underway, and also there is the ongoing court case against Timothy Omotosa, who's a Nigerian, also had a sort of a church in, I think, Port Elizabeth, mm-hmm. and he's facing multiple charges of rape and human trafficking. But I think the concerning thing is that these were tied together with the minister's remarks about effectively clamping down on giving visas and any form of sort of permanent residence or work status to foreign nationals who want to be religious workers. You know, why single them out in that sense? Mm-hmm. It's really, I think, concerning when you paint with a brush foreign national religious workers as if to say that they're all criminals, when obviously they're not. I mean, look, if you commit a crime, it doesn't matter what nationality you are or what you do for that matter. You could be a pastor, politician or a postman, but a crime is a crime and it should be dealt with. But to bring this into almost like a blanket policy or ban, maybe it's not a policy, but it might be just a directive, is obviously concerning.
It's very concerning. I mean, what happens to, well, firstly, people within South Africa that currently are here? So, I mean, and they've got a work permit. Will they be able to stay? Will they be able to leave? As you say, painting with this wide brush, it doesn't look good, does it?
Well, I mean, you know, the point you just mentioned is definitely a secondary concern, because, you know, usually unless you are a permanent resident, if you're here under some kind of a permit, normally there's a time limit attached to it. And yes, you're right. I mean, when it comes to renewal, what's going to be the status there? I think it's true to say is that obviously the state is allowed to decide whom it allows into the country and for what purpose. And if you do get a visa to come into the country, whether it's as a tourist, obviously you're not allowed to work, or a special skills visa or something like that, then you come into the country and you have to abide by the conditions of that visa, or you face you know, deportation or some other form of sanction. But I think that if the government is starting to unfairly discriminate against foreign nationals who want to come in, and I say that in comparison to other perhaps categories, I think you must balance the scale. I don't think that it would even be constitutional for there to be a kind of a quota or an outright ban just because the person concerned happens to be a religious worker. So again, balancing the rights of the state versus the religious freedom rights. I think that's really what we are concerned about. And as you say, what happens to foreign nationals who are here as religious workers and maybe have been here, the vast majority of whom are probably doing a wonderful job of making an amazing contribution. And that's why I say it is very concerning when you paint, if you like, foreigners with a brush that somehow makes them undesirable. That coming from a government minister, I think, is a very concerning approach.
And from the Home Affairs Minister himself. So, I mean, yeah, absolutely. I mean, all these people are planning, obviously, trips, planning to come to South Africa. So, I mean, does this mean that they just put it on hold, they cancel? I mean, what does this actually mean?
Well, it was a remark that he made. So the actual application or the implications of it, I think we've yet to see. So
right.
I wouldn't necessarily sound an alarm and say, look, you know, don't come anymore because this has happened. But it does show that government are thinking along those lines. And I think they're thinking along those lines because they are almost fixated on perhaps a couple of very high-profile cases which do involve foreign nationals who were in this country as religious workers. But I think we just want to draw certainly a sound of caution and just say to government, do not please label everybody who is a foreign national, who is a religious worker, with the same brush, because that we believe would be, you know, deeply concerning because of obviously the xenophobic connotations behind that, and also just unfairly discriminatory.
Oh, very much so. I totally agree. Well, obviously, so who would be challenging government if this obviously comes into effect?
Look, obviously somebody has to have some form of standing in order to challenge. So, you know, we for SA, we would not obviously mount a direct challenge. We are, in a sense, watchdogs of religious freedom, which is a constitutional right that is guaranteed by Section 15. And so anything that pops up on the screen that has religious freedom connotations, we obviously take note of it. And then you wait and watch and see. But obviously, if there is a case in point that somebody who is, let's say, perfectly otherwise legitimate is refused on the basis of, well, you're a foreign national and you're a religious worker, and therefore, you know, by definition, the answer is no, then I think we or that person or maybe their lawyer or whoever would mount a challenge. And I think we would definitely take an interest at that point.
Michael Swain, Executive Director of 4SA Freedom of Religion South Africa. Michael, thank you so much for that insight and a bit of clarity on that comment by Home Affairs Minister.